For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Tim Jones and Chris Sarp Show here at 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. It is 3:33 Central Daylight Time here in the Heartland on a lovely... Katie, I always get the day screwed up. It's hump day, right?
Today is okay. Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. Wednesday, October the 5th, 2022. Mm-hmm. Katie and I in the studios. Chris Arp's on assignment, but through the wonders and magic of remote technology, here he is.
Here he
Chris
is.
Chris Arp's.
I love that on assignment line. Yes, I am on assignment in Columbus, Ohio. And you know what, guys? I think we're having the same weather here that you guys are having there. It's brightly sunny, probably about 65, 68 degrees. So it's all good.
Good.
Excellent. And Chris, is it double super secret probationary style assignment, or can you tell the folks what you're up to over in Ohio?
No, I actually teased it a little bit yesterday, I think. As our audience knows, I'm president of Americans for Citizen Voting, and our mission is to help change state constitutions, amend them to say that only United States citizens can vote in our elections. Here in Ohio, this November, they have what's called Issue 2 is on the ballot, and that is a constitutional amendment change to say that only U.S. citizens can vote in local elections. We've done some polling. It seems to have very strong support. And we are scheduled to have a press conference at the Ohio State Capitol with the Ohio Secretary of State tomorrow at 10:30 to get the word out on this even more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great news, Chris. And for all the Ohio Republicans who are running for office this year, they're probably very excited that measure's on the ballot as well.
Yes, and I have to admit that is part of the reason why we have chosen battleground states to try to get this on the ballot to drive out turnout in this election and in 2024. So hopefully it will do that and it passes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, you know what? To be honest, for all's fair in love, war, and politics, if the Democratic Party, Chris, cared about electoral integrity and cared about a secure border and cared about citizens only voting in our elections, which seems to be the most commonsensical thing you could ever say, well, it wouldn't be an advantage for Republicans then, would it?
You wouldn't think so. But, you know, this is an issue, Tim. I've been talking about this probably, you know, the whole year we've been on the air. I mean, this is a growing movement from Maine to Georgia to Texas to California to even up in the Northwest where you'd expect it. But there's this movement to allow non-citizens with green cards to be able to vote in our elections. And in this Ohio case, not only do they want people with people with green cards, non-citizens, to vote in their elections, they even want undocumented people to be able to vote in the elections. That's how far it's got.
It's just insane. I mean, it comes to a point where you pretty much don't have the semblance of a nation, because if you're just going to have anybody on the planet willy-nilly vote in whatever geographical location that you once used to call the United States of America, well, then it's no longer a country with defined borders. It's really insane. It's the reason why Donald Trump got elected. It's the reason why Liz Truss is the prime minister. It's the reason why Giorgia Meloni was elected in Italy. Yep. I mean, in all those situations, Chris, immigration and borders were a major part of their victories.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a major part of Ohio mm-hmm. and Wisconsin in 2024 and some of the other states that we have got this on the ballot. This is an important issue. This needs to be stopped in its tracks. I mean, the proponents of this use pretty good arguments. They believe that saying that these people are here in this country legally, the green card non-legal citizens, they're in the country legally, they're paying taxes, they're doing everything they should be doing on their way towards citizenship, they should be able to participate in our elections because they're paying taxes. That's a spurious argument that we have debunked many, many times, but it sells with some people.
Mm-hmm. Chris, it's an excellent initiative. I'm glad that you're out there doing great missionary work, and I know you'll be back in the saddle with me on Friday. I'm going to be out tomorrow, and so Chris and I are turning the show over to Paul Kurtman and Susie Moore, I believe. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
All right, very good. I'm heading to Kansas City to see the former Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, at the Herzog Foundation, who, Chris, may become a sponsor of our show in the near future. So we're very excited about that. We'll add them to the Show Me Institute as far as think tanks that support movement conservatism.
And fantastic. And if you get a chance, you know, this is my hobby. If you got a chance, stop by the Truman Library and enjoy that for an hour and a half.
All right. We'll see what we can.
It's a treat.
See what we can pull off. Hey, speaking of doing important things and having important people on, we've got a great lineup today in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to have Frank Catanzaro on, president of the St. Louis Young Republicans. Chris and I will both be back in St. Louis this weekend, and we will be joining Frank at the second annual Freedom Fest barbecue. That is this Sunday. I cannot believe it's going to be October 9th, right around the corner here in just a few days. We'll be there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Somebody texted me late yesterday and said, what time was that again? So 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on this Sunday. Chris and I will be there with a whole cavalcade of famous candidates here and incumbents. Congresswoman Ann Wagner, Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, Attorney General Eric Schmidt, Missouri Senators Andrew Koenig and Bill Eigel, and so many more. Lots of great barbecue at a good time at the St. Louis Young Republicans event. Frank will be on at 4:25 to talk to us about that. Chris's Corner at 4:45. The speaker's stump speech at 5:07. Scott Powell, senior fellow at the Discovery Institute, author of Rediscovering America at 5:25. Chris, got one final housekeeping thing. We almost forgot to do this yesterday, so Katie put it on early in the show so we wouldn't. We're going to give away tickets at 4:07 to Jake Owens. Jake Owens at 4:07.
And also, Tim, I heard there's a rumor going around that this Sunday at the St. Louis Young Republican barbecue, you will be the grill master. Is that correct?
I may have to have Tony Colombo or Jonathan Heslop help me with that. Hopefully Jonathan's stopping by.
That'd be great.
That'd be great if he did and brought some Rockwood charcoal. Chris, we've got another segment ahead where we will re-tease the show and remind folks that we'll be giving tickets away, not now, but at 4:07, we'll take the seventh caller at 4:07, and we'll remind you when to call in. Chris is in Ohio. Katie and I are in St. Louis. We're all here with you today on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show at 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
When the president went to Saudi Arabia, he said, I'm doing all I can to increase the supply for the United States of America, which I expect to happen. What happened?
So I want to be very clear, and we have said that, you know, his trip to the Middle East was not about oil. It was about America's position in the Middle East and consultation with 12 leaders from across the region on a range of issues similar to his summits in Asia or the Americas, and later this year with African leaders. The president's trip was crucial. It was critical to U.S. national security, a more peaceful, integrated region, and for global security. And there were plenty of examples that we laid out to all of you as of why this trip was so important. But aside from that, the president took action, as I just mentioned.
Well, yeah, and look what happened. The opposite of what the Biden administration wanted to have happen. Welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show, 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. It's 3:47, nearly 3:48 in the heartland. When we come back at 4:07, we're going to give away tickets, a pair of tickets, two tickets to Jake Owens, who's coming to the St. Louis Family Arena in beautiful St. Charles. I should say the St. Charles Family Arena, right, Katie? Yeah, I got that wrong.
Yeah.
St. Charles Family Arena, just so folks don't get confused. We got Frank Catanzaro, Chris's Corner in 4 o'clock hour, Speaker Stump Speech, and Scott Powell with the Discovery Institute in the 5 o'clock hour. Chris, Joe Biden goes to Saudi Arabia with one mission in mind, and just like Joe Biden, every time he goes on the international stage, the opposite occurs.
So let me get this straight. So when the president of the United States went to the Middle East this summer, when gas was $7 a gallon, that he didn't go over there to try to talk the oil sheiks and the princes into pumping more oil. Yeah, right.
Right.
So Jing Career Perrin, where the hell her name is, has lost all credibility after the incident with Joe Biden and the congressman who passed. I mean, this woman, I don't even know how she even still keeps this job. I'm sure all of the people in the press corps there, and I know on the Colombo and Katie show, you guys have Christian Detok. You should ask him when she's up there, are all the reporters in the briefing room just rolling their heads every time she gives an answer?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good question, indeedy. And Chris, you know, kind of the general theme I was thinking about coming into, and you probably noticed a lot of these things as well. You know, it's true that a few months ago, Joe Biden seemed to have stopped the bleeding, right, Chris? The gas prices started coming down. He passed the Inflation Enhancement Act, which we all hated, but he can say he had a legislative accomplishment. The polls seemed to kind of stall out and start turning the other way for Democrats. Well, Chris, the opposite now seems to be happening, right? 5 weeks before the midterm, Joe Biden did not want gas prices to go back up. He did not want OPEC to restrict production. And, Chris, he probably didn't want Tony Bobulinski to do another two-hour interview with Tucker Carlson about 10% for the big guy.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that today. If you look at some of the stories that are out in conservative publications and mainstream publications, you can really see that Democrats are starting to get worried about their chances. I mean, here's a title from a Washington Times article, Voters Swing Towards GOP and Race for Congress. You've got a political article that says Republicans gain ground in Senate races in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. There's two or three more articles about that, about the polls. Could the polls be wrong in North Carolina? And can Republicans hold on to that Senate seat there? It's starting to look bad, Tim. And with less than a month before the election, they're starting to these polls are starting to be accurate. Because, you know, we were talking about that, and they see the handwriting on the wall. It's not looking good for them.
Chris, it's funny. I really feel like between the two of us and the things that we were focused on the last few months, we were ahead of the tip of the spear on this, because now all the issues they're talking about are the ones that are the relevant ones for this midterm. You know, we knew that it was going to be some version of either the economy, stupid, crime, inflation, the border, or abortion. And as all of the previous issues completely cascade over and overwhelm the only issue that Democrats have decided to run on this year, because they can't run on the other things, abortion, that's overshadowing that. And Chris, the other thing you just pointed out, and we had Robert Cahaley from Trafalgar on this, I heard several people discussing this in extended interviews today, the idea that the pollsters are still refusing to zero in on likely voters versus registered voters. Chris, people are voting right now. Why are they still polling people that may or may not vote this year?
It's insane. And the only reason that you could think that they're doing that is because they want to depress the Republican turnout, to make Republicans think they don't have a chance, that you may have had a red wave a little earlier in the cycle, but that is dissipating. But I'm glad that the Republican voters are not listening to that, and they're voting their pocketbooks, which I said weeks ago, this is going to be the 3F election. Fund the police, fuel, and I can't think of the third one. I'm having my presidential campaign moment. Who's the guy who forgot his third point he was making?
It was Rick Perry from Texas.
I feel like Rick Perry. Yeah. I forgot my third F, but you know where I'm going with.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's going to be if gas prices get back up to, and look, I don't know why we think gas prices. I think it's because we're in the Midwest, and so we have a little bit a calmer view of it. The economy, the highs and the lows don't hit us as hard. But I saw several stories this week that said gas and out in certain parts of the West is still over $6 a gallon. It never went down that far. And now it's going back up. And so if the purplish areas of our country, especially as we work out towards the coast, if their gas prices never got back down to a reasonable level and are now starting to swing back the other way, Chris, that's going to be a real big whiplash effect to people. They're going to be like, wait a minute, I thought things were getting better under Joe Biden. It looks like, no, they pretty much still suck.
Exactly. And you remember, analysts and politicos have been talking about this for the last few weeks, that they're expecting home heating oil prices to be at record levels this year in the Northeast. You know, it's October 5th. It's going to start getting cold here in the next few weeks. And unfortunately for the Democrats, it's going to be right before an election, and they're going to get those home heating bills. They're going to be like, have complete sticker shock from going to the gas station and, you know, going to the mailbox and getting your heating bill.
You know, that's a really good point indeed. You know, when you look around the country, the upper Midwest and the upper Northeast, They are definitely starting to have much more of a chill than we are, and they're going to be turning on the furnaces a little earlier than we are. They're going to be turning them on now. I mean, we're projected to be in the 30s over the weekend here after this cold front goes through, and you know, you get that double whammy late in the month or the beginning of it. Remember, we're not voting till November the 8th this year, which is kind of late, and so people are going to have plenty of time to perceive the prices at the pump, the prices at the grocery store, and get that first heating bill of the winter as well.
Exactly. And for a brother like me, 30 degrees is Antarctica. So,
you know,
getting that thermostat soon.
Hey, look, I like cool weather. I don't like cold weather. So I'm I feel your pain there. I like fall. I don't like what comes after. You know, that's that's the problem.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Tim, before we go to break, I want to touch on for just a second. You know, last night we had our advertising.
Yes.
We had a little shindig at the station. Ann Dorn, everyone knows, is the wife of the murdered police captain, David Dorn. His murderer was sentenced to life in prison without parole today. So that's something we can all applaud, and justice has been done.
That is a local story that went national today, and that was very important to point out. And Chris, I'm glad you reminded us about our event. We want to thank all of our incredible advertisers, whether you made it to our little cocktail hour last night or not. It was just a little thank you party for helping us still remain on the air 15 months in here. I think we're about to approach our 15-month mark, and a lot of our the folks who were with us from the very beginning were here. A lot of folks who have joined us in the last year with us in the last month. We got some brand new advertisers. We got some new interest last night at Wells as well. So just because you hear a lot of wonderful ads doesn't mean we don't have space for more. So if you'd like to join the News Talk STL Nation, we would love to have you. Keep us on the air for many, many, many more years to follow.
And also, too, you know, we're not just the radio station. We've got podcasts, studios, all kind of stuff that people were able to see last night. So we're doing the thing.
We do. That's right.
We are doing the thing.
We are. Jim Modulin's got a whole video blog and podcast studio set up. If you came to our studio in the very beginning and haven't been back in a while, it looks like night and day. There's a lot going on here. There's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of people coming through. And as Chris mentioned, we are becoming much more of a multimedia operation. We'd love to have you join us.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, we got about a minute left. We're going to take a break here in just a second. Oh, do you want to tease Chris's corner?
Yeah, there isn't one.
Okay, very good. Well, you're on the road. You're on assignment. So we're going to – your Chris's corner is what you're doing in Ohio. We can talk about that at 4:45. No worries. No worries at all. No worries at all. Hey, when we come back, Katie, should we give away the tickets at the beginning of the segment or the end of the segment?
Let's go ahead and give them away at the beginning.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. All right. So, folks, when we come back at 4:07, I will make the announcement that you should call in. I'll give you the numbers of 314-912-1019. Caller number 7 will win Jake Owen tickets. Not now. When we come back, I want you to call. Katie will answer the phone. Chris and I will continue to filibuster away, and we'll prepare you for Frank Catanzaro at 425, the president of the St. Louis Young Republicans. He's up next at 101.9 941 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.